This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, January 31st, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Emily Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Persecuted Nigerian African Christians are still grieving and confused after Fulani Muslim herdsmen killed a 70-year-old Christian and two others in December of 2018. According to Morningstar News, Church Secretary Abel Bako said, quote, "The sad thing is that it is only Christian communities that have come under these herdsmen attacks. It clearly shows that there is a deliberate effort to cleanse Christians from this part of the country," end quote. New York is not the only state that permits abortions up to birth. New Mexico, Colorado, New Jersey, New Hampshire, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington, D.C. allow for late-term abortions. According to Operation Rescue, Colorado and New Mexico are the only two states that have abortion mills that will perform abortions all the way up to delivery, reports the Christian Post. God have mercy. Jeremiah 22, verse 3 says, "This is what the Lord says. Do what is just and right. Rescue from the hand of the oppressor, the one who has been robbed. Do no wrong or violence to the foreigner, the fatherless, or the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place." TheKnot.com has ousted a Christian wedding venue from their site after the venue politely declined a homosexual wedding, reports FaithWire.com. Lyle Wise, who owns the venue at Waterstone, sent the person a polite email that said, quote, "Jeffrey, we thank you for your consideration of our venue. The design for marriage that we hold to is based upon the design he set forth, which is a representation of the bride of Christ joined to the groom, Christ, who is the very God we worship. Given his plan and design for marriage, we dare not veer from his instruction, lest we be guilty of altering what he has set forth," end quote. A Virginia Democrat introduced a bill that would have permitted the killing of a child during labor and delivery, reports Christian Headlines. Virginia Delegate Kathy Tran was questioned in a hearing yesterday as to, quote, "how late the abortions would be allowed," end quote. She was obviously uncomfortable in her answers.
Where it's obvious that a woman is about to give birth, she has physical signs that she is about to give a birth. Would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified? She's dilating.
Mr. Chairman, that would be a decision that the doctor, the physician, and the woman would make.
I understand
that.
I'm asking if your bill allows that.
My bill would allow that, yes.
Fortunately, the bill was killed in committee yesterday by a vote of 5-3. However, conservatives were shocked when Democratic Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, a pediatrician himself, weighed in on the subject of the born-alive abortion victims on WTOP radio during the show Ask the Governor. When asked if the bill permitted a child to be allowed to die after being born alive, this was his disturbing response.
The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska called Governor Northam's comments, quote, "morally repugnant," end quote. In a miraculous turn of events, a Colorado single mom discovered that both her adopted son from the foster system and her foster daughter were biological siblings, reports CBN News. Katie Page of Parker, Colorado, said that she became aware of the connection when she saw the mother's first name on her foster daughter's medical bracelet, and she knew that it was the same first name. Now, baby Hannah and Grayson are both together in Katie's home as brother and sister. When Katie was called about Hannah, she said, quote, "I'm telling you that God is telling me to say yes," end quote. And finally, Israeli scientists are saying that they may have discovered a cure for cancer. Dan Arador of Accelerated Evolution Biotechnologies says, quote, "we believe we will offer in a year's time a complete cure for cancer," end quote. According to the Jerusalem Post, the cure Mutato uses, quote, a combination of several cancer-targeting peptides for each cancer cell at the same time, combined with a strong peptide toxin that would kill cancer cells specifically, end quote. Dr. Ilian Morad, the CEO of the board, said, quote, by using at least three targeting peptides on the same structure with a strong toxin, we made sure that the treatment will not be affected by mutations. Cancer cells can mutate in such a way that targeted receptors are dropped by the cancer, end quote. Thank God that Jesus Christ provided the ultimate cure for the cancer of sin and that we have that hope to share with others today. Hebrews 10 verse 12 says, but when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Thursday, January 31st in the year of our Lord 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.